I have to make a confession to you. I've had a fear of doctors, and I never wanted to have surgery. And so I made a deal with God. My deal with God was this: don't ever let me have surgery, Lord. Now I won't tell you my age, but I'm years old. And except for having my tonsils out when I was 7 or 8 years old, I have never had surgery. The doctor who examined me immediately after I fell said, "Oh, you're going to probably have to have surgery. You have several breaks." But then he said, "But because I never really see this, I really don't know what to say." And my thought was, "Then why'd you say anything, you know?" But fortunately for me, when I went to the orthopedic surgeon, he said, "We don't do surgery for that anymore." And he explained to me how the only thing you have to do is keep your arm still and the bone will heal itself. And I thought, thank you, Father. God made our bodies so wonderful. And now I'm going to be paying the doctor some money for that advice, which I don't mind. But actually, my body, my bone healed itself because God created it to do that job. And when left in a position to heal, it did exactly that. And so I am totally healed. I'm getting all my mobility back in my arm. I can raise my arm. And so I am so grateful to God. I thank you for your prayers and everything. Thank you, Jesus. So that's the testimony I want to give this morning. Okay, David, I was just killing time. Here's our friend, Dr. David. He's going to share some wonderful things with you today. Be excited and be very expectant. You're getting the opportunity of hearing the testimonies. Excuse me for standing in front of you. You're getting the opportunity to hear the testimonies of healings that have occurred in his life as he's traveled across the whole world. And it should make you excited about the potential that lives inside of you as a child of God. It should make you so excited to know, Art, you've seen some of that. Amen. So our God is moving across the whole world, and he's going to share with us some things he's found, some techniques, some things he's found that have helped him move in the power of the Holy Spirit to see miracles happen. So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. I don't know if you know, but you have a wonderful woman of faith in your presence. A woman that is just strong, and I love it that she's in tune with God. There's a lot of preachers and a lot of people that speak a lot of good things, and I know they're anointed, but I know when she speaks, she spends time with God. And it's a blessing. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you right now for this morning, Lord. Father, we thank you, Father, that every disease and sickness is under your authority, Lord. And just like the centurion said, you just speak it and it's done. Father, we believe right now sickness is gone from this place. That everybody here and everyone that's present and everybody that's representing someone, Father. Father, we pray that their sickness is gone in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that the words that I preach is mixed with faith. Father, it would produce something for them, Lord. That they would produce something for their life, something for their journey, Father, something for their family. And I ask you, God, to give us grace today, Lord. Give us mercy, Father. I love your grace because, you know, Lord, we don't have to earn it. It's given to us freely, everyone here. But then also we love your mercy, Lord, because you said you'll have mercy upon whom you have mercy. And I pray, Father, for those things, Father, in our lives, Father, that you would just bless us and make us stronger, Father. Father, we know that today is going to be a different day for everyone that's in this place, everyone that is watching online. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. It's so wonderful talking to a few of y'all before I came up here. And I'm glad those that told me they watched me online last night. You know, that's amazing. It is amazing what God is doing. It is amazing. You know, Jesus said we'll do greater things. And I think being online is one of those greater things. It, you know, I tell everybody this, and the Spirit's pulling this, so I got to talk about it. You know, we all have heard, I mean, I've been in the faith since I was a kid. I mean, I'm born in 71, and I've been in the faith since then. Now, from then on to today, especially from 70s and 80s, remember the 70s, 80s? Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back. We're all like, oh, and then all the movies they were making that you'd watch in church. Remember, we'd all sit there and we'd watch in church for a long time. And, oh, me and my brother used to repent every night. Lord, we don't want to be here. We don't want to be here when those men come and they get us and they torture us, Lord. We're paranoid. They scared faith into us good back then. Yes. But we always heard Jesus will return, right? Yes. But, you know, 30 years later, I'm dating myself, 30 years later, not here, but it's time. Three or four things I'm going to share just real quick because I feel God's wanting me to do this for the people online as well. It was impossible. Today we have social media. Today if Jesus popped up over the Armageddon, wherever he pops up at, in seconds we will all see him. He's not going to be the way they described in the 80s. He's going to be this gigantic Jesus that you can see from wherever. Well, I don't know. I look at your mountains, but even a little distance from my hotel, I can't still see him, and they're big mountains. Jesus would have to be bigger than that. But it's only possible in the age that we live in. These are the last days, my friend. Because Jesus said man's heart would wax cold. There are some stupid things people do. We'll just leave it at that. But there's the thing that man has lacked. And when man's heart goes cold, it's empathy. Care for the fellow person next to you. Homosexuality would be rampant. It will be like, I believe Jesus said, it will be like Sodom and Gomorrah. I can't turn on any TV show that I like and not see something of that nature. Even commercials today. I'm like, I ain't buying that product no more. It's just crazy. It's forced on us. It's accepted. Only God. We never thought that there'd be a time when people would say, remember what Jesus said? There'll be one pregnant, and there'll be one saying, don't get pregnant, that they didn't want to bring a child into the womb. It's almost at that point. 70s, it wasn't like that. 80s, it wasn't like that. 90s, it wasn't like that. But the era that we're living in today is prime. At any time, Jesus can come back.
Hi, this is David Yannis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I want to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios. And many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation of miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Welcome you to Pure Fire School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists,
pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Purifier School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
But I'm going to tell you what, He has mercy. We thank God for the grace that we're walking every day. But He has mercy because He wants as many people. He wants as many people in heaven. So before He comes back, I'm going to tell you the last thing you're going to see. A great revival. A great revival. People coming to Jesus. People running to the altars. I was so blessed in Peru. I was preaching my first service there. And I'm over there praying for the sick. You know, because that's what I'm there for. And people are running up to the altars to get saved. So I stopped praying for the sick. I was like, give me the microphone. And I got my translator. Come on, let's do a call for the salvation. And 100 people came up to get Jesus in a small little church. Because that's how it's going to be, God said. That's how it's going to be. I remember hearing stories of the old Wigglesworth. Remember back those way? That's really early in our faith. And with Wigglesworth, they said that he would be in a train. And then the next train, people were repenting. But His presence was there. God wants to embolden His presence on you. He wants to, when you walk in, He's with you. When you walk out, He's with you. You know the scripture says, and we know this, I believe it's in Genesis, where it says, we're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. When I go in, I'm blessed. When I go out, I'm blessed. You know why? And you have to step back. I like stepping back. And I'm a historian. I read the Bible. I'm a Bible study. I have a doctor of divinity of knowing the Bible. An honorary one. But still, it's still a doctor of divinity. I'm being honest with you. And I tell you what. I step back and I look. Why are we blessed going in? Because the promise is on us. Yes, we all agree, right? We all agree. The promise is on us. That it was the Abrahamic promise that God has given us. But let me tell you something else. If His presence is with you, and His presence is on you, you're blessed everywhere you go. The presence of God is with you. It goes before you, our Bible says. The Bible also says it goes behind us. It'll be your rear guard, is what the word says. So believe what it says, Isaiah 58:9, my father's favorite scripture. So shall your health spring forth, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. His presence is on us. So let me tell you this. Now let's go one more step. If His presence is on us, how can sickness dwell? How can a sickness dwell? If His presence is on you, how can sickness dwell on you? How can you dwell? It can't. It can't. You know, healing and salvation are no different. I know y'all remember the day that you walked up that and got saved. Some of us 3 times. But anyway, that you walked up there and got saved. Hey, I was grew up in the 80s. I knew. 70s. We repented every week. So I was at altar call. I remember I was at a Shambach. One of Shambach's meeting. Oh, Brother Shambach is my favorite preacher in the world. And that's probably why I tell stories like he does. And I'm humorous because he's my best influence. I used to hide underneath the chair. I would do my little military moves. I'm a kid. I'm going from the back to the front underneath the chairs while people are praying. They don't even see me. I'm waiting because I know he's about to do the altar call. And boom, he goes, now get up here. And I pop up out of the chair. And he cracks up every time. He goes, I think you got saved last night, son, but let's just make sure it's done. Come here. But I just wanted to be under that anointing. Amen. I just want the man of God to put his hand on me and bless me. It is a blessing to do that. It is a blessing to receive prayer and blessing to see that. So if God is with us, amen, if God is with us, then we have to realize that salvation and healing are no difference. We came up to that altar. We gave God our hearts by faith. Did we not? Not all of us got the story that some people say when they were baptized and when they received the Lord, that the clouds opened up. And now you just went up there and received God. You felt better. You did. You felt something leave. You did. But you start living different, right? Same way you receive healing. It's the same way you receive healing. You just receive it. By faith, you receive Jesus. And Jesus said, death and sickness is in the grave. It finished. It's done. It's done. So you receive healing the same way. Now, let me tell you about healing. Healing has nothing to do with feeling. It's about believing. It's about what you believe. It's about what you believe. Healing and feeling don't even go together. But it's about believing. But I know that I was sharing with Sister Mary about that I feel a grievance, just like a heaviness on people here. And tomorrow I'm going to address that in the service. We're going to break. There's been loss. And I told my sister, I have to have a short memory. I'm like a pitcher. Throw a bad pitch, it goes out of the ballpark. I can't let that bother me. I got to get up there and I got to keep pitching. I got to keep praying. I got to keep believing. You know, so tomorrow I'm going to address some things personally and also some things I found in a word and that I've seen another man go through that helped him release that grievance. And we're going to believe that spirit of heaviness is going to be lifted. Amen? Because God wants to heal. I don't care who's passed. God wants to heal. You keep believing. They won. They're in glory. They won. It's our flesh that we have to subdue and say, God, take this off of me. I'm going to pray for you now because I know you're not going to be here tomorrow. Father, just bless my brother. I pray this grievance. Sister, would you come help me? Sister, would you come help me as well? Sister, you too. Father, we believe. Just all the spirit of heaviness is gone off my brother right now.
Yes.
I thank you, God, for his love and his faith. I pray it lifts and never returns.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, release this mind. There it goes, in Jesus' name. There it goes. Amen. Amen. Thank you all so much. Amen. We love you, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you. But so that's just my start. I just want to let you know all that. But I want to get you prepared because I didn't know if y'all were if y'all knew those stuff. But I know that Jesus is coming back. Amen. And I can actually say that with full confidence. We're going to see it. We're going to see it. I know God's called me. And honestly, I don't sound like some kind of weird, crazy person. But I know when I was always searching for how to get to here. Amen. It's like a lifetime that you know what you're supposed to be. My good friend Gerald Davis, amazing man of faith. He said, David, how long does it turn to become an overnight success? It's a trick question. Overnight success means overnight. He goes, a lifetime. A lifetime of mistakes. A lifetime of taking chances. A lifetime of heartbreak. But God will get you there. It'll be like overnight. So I've always chased it. So I was in, where was I? I was in San Antonio. I just drove and kept driving. Wanted to get away with God. 3 hours from my house, I'll get to these mountains. Well, we call them mountains. They're like more like plains. Actually, they go down. They don't go up like our mountains go. Ours are inverted mountains in Texas. So I'm over there. I'm like, I'm so amazed I go to L.A. or anywhere where there's mountains. I'm like, wow, these are real mountains. But I'm over there. I find that I don't know where I'm at. I just see this decent looking mountain. I'm going there, and this is an Indian reservation. And it's a place where they just pray in the people of faith. They have a big old tent there and a big pavilion. I'm like, wow. So I drove over there just to see it. I'm like, well, maybe this is what God's bringing me for. Well, it was locked. It wasn't in season. And I looked at this guy that was in a trailer home. I walked back to where he was at, and I said, hey, how you doing? I didn't want to, like, scare him or anything. I walked real slowly. So he was like, I was from here to where Pastor Wyatt is. And I go, how you doing? I'm just wondering about this place. Can you tell me a little bit? And he told me and stuff. And he goes, what's your name? Oh, I'm David, by the way. And he put his head down. He made this staff. It was about this tall. Looked like a Moses stick. Had Judah written on it. He said, God told me he was sending me David from the tribe of Judah. And he threw me the stick from way over there, and I caught it. He goes, there's the mountain you've been praying for. Go pray. When you're hungry, we have a room and food for you. My mother's already cooking. Lunch is in 3 hours. Unless you're fasting, go, oh, no, not fasting today. Hallelujah. You learn one thing, preachers are always hungry. Especially young preachers. When I was at that age, I was like, they eat anything. Fasting was in the Navy. I did that for 2 years.
Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website. Find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you. Hi, this is David Yannis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I want to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit, and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that it's touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
I want to welcome you to Pure Fire School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Pure Fire School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
In there and stuff, God is just revealing stuff to me. I'm excited to see what God is doing. And it's amazing to see how God will talk to you when you get away with Him. Amen? Amen. And when you get away with Him, how He talked to you. I knew it was time to go when I start seeing mountain lions. I have faith, but I'm a city boy. I was like, I don't have a gun. I don't have anything. So fear started coming on me. Whenever fear comes on, it's time to go. So I thanked them and I left. But when I was leaving, they had a service. So I stopped at this service. And I don't know. I just sit at church and sometimes people come up and share a word. And I'm sitting in the back. And this man comes up and he goes, "Do you know your calling?" Well, I know God called me from the womb. Shared that last night. I knew I was an evangelist. I was in prayer for the sick. People were going to get saved. I knew that. He goes, "Do you know your true calling? Because God wants me to tell you." So I'm thinking, okay, I already know. So if this guy tells me anything else, it's off. You know, you try the spirits. Amen? Amen. Whatever someone throws you something, just put on the shelf. Believe God's going to do something with it. If it isn't for you, it'll never come off the shelf. Amen? Yes. Amen. I receive. I could say I'll take in what they say, but I'm not going to tell you I receive everything. But I put it on the shelf. I thank them. And I know God will speak to me. There's some things that right there hits, and you know it's God. There's other things you're like, okay, thank you. Be respectful. Treat them with respect. Treat them with love. So he goes, he walks up to me, and he came to me like, well, my brother over here. He goes, you'll be activated when it's the last days. He goes, you're a last day minister. And he walked off. My sister confirmed that last night. And I knew that. I knew that. So I knew that when I start working and walking, it wasn't going to be long. Now, I mean, I could talk 20, 30, 40. I don't know, however God is going to go. But I'm saying that I know we're living in those days. I know we have to be ready. So you see people at stores, talk to them. Yes. You see people that are hurting, walk up and pray to them. Yes. Let God use you. I was at Walmart, and this man was in front of me at the register, and oh my gosh, he took forever. He's limping there. And then it's like I had to go get something else, so I'll come back. So I went over there, and by the time I got to my car, guess what? He was parked right beside my car. And I'm trying to go around him, but there's a car moving, and I'm like, okay. And I'm always in a rush. I'm always moving fast. And it's like, I think I got that from doing mission trips. You know, if you don't move, you're dead. Especially in India, you got to keep moving. You got to keep moving fast. So I learned that. So I seen a movie, I think it was with Brad Pitt, World War Z, and he goes, if we don't move, we don't live. I go, I understand that. I really do. But I went over there, and I was going to put my basket up, and I said, you know what? I go, sir, can I take your basket? And he's like, oh, you don't mind? I go, yeah, you seem like you're having trouble with your leg. Let me do that. So I went over there, put the basket up. He was at the door of his car, and I said, look, I can't let you go. He goes, what? I go, I can't let you go without praying for you. He goes, that's mighty nice of you. I go, well, it's not about being nice. It's about being healed. Come here. And he walked at me, and I go, you believe God can heal you? He goes, I believe God can do anything. I go, great. And I just put my hand on his leg. It snapped, and he was healed right there. He stepped back, and he looked at me. What church do you go to? That's not important. He goes, where do you preach? That's not important. I go, do you go to church? He goes, I do. He goes, well, go just thank the Lord. And I walked off and drove off. It doesn't matter. He wanted to give me money. I go, no, that's not necessary. That's not necessary. I go, just take what you got and bless God. Go give that to someone that really needs that. And I walked off because God will supply for me. And I don't want him to think I did that for anything else but God's love. Amen. But I want to tell you, you have those moments. I have to ask you right now to seize them. Amen? Seize those moments. Because if you seize those moments, God will operate in your faith.
God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.